Grace and peace to you this morning from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Signs, signs, and more signs. We see signs all over the place, don't we? One of my favorites is no shoes, no shirt, no service. And I would bet practically everyone here has seen the sign, don't walk on the grass. Stop and think for a second. Which sign that we see is the most numerous? And I don't know for sure, but I would guess that stop signs are the most numerous because they're all over the place. We dislike many signs and ignore them. Speed limit signs are not popular. Shoppers often don't like the sign, limit one per customer. And those people visiting the Chester Township Recycling Center often show their disdain for signs that tell us to not throw the plastic bags in the large cans. Too many people want life to be without bounds, free, and they dislike signs that limit their freedom. But there are also other signs we long to see. If a loved one is sick, we anxiously look for a sign of improvement, hoping they're going to get better. If we care about our relationship with someone, we look for signs that the person cares for us or maybe even loves us. If you need to find a job and you're called back for a second interview, that's a hopeful sign, isn't it? That they are considering you. God is looking for signs also. He is looking for signs that we take our relationship with Him seriously. He is looking for signs that we are sorry for our sins. Jesus has at least two signs He is looking for. One, that we love one another. And two, that we witness in regard to what He has done for us. This is the sixth Sunday of Easter. And there have been all sorts of signs pointing to Easter, haven't there? Next Sunday, when we go to our two service format, is the seventh Sunday of Easter. And then we move into Pentecost. Is that all there is of Easter? Will any of you be of the mindset that Easter has come and now it's gone? Well, that is certainly not the way God intends for things to be. He expects our lives to be filled with His Word and resurrection power. He expects each day to be a little Easter for us. This morning we meet Lydia. Acts 16 tells us, and on the Sabbath day we went outside the gate to the riverside, where we supposed there was a place of prayer, and we sat down and spoke to the women who had come together. One who heard us was a woman named Lydia from Thyatira, a seller of purple goods. This Lydia from the city of Thyatira, which was a small city in Asia Minor and a commercial center, It was especially known for its rich crops and its production of purple dye. Lydia was a dealer in purple cloth, and as a result, may have been a businesswoman of some wealth. Purple cloth was costly and purchased primarily by the nobility. Our text also says that this Lydia was a worshiper of God. Worshipper of God is a term that was used often for Gentiles who believed in the Jewish God. But although they believed in God, many of them did not yet know about Christ. And the text also tells us this morning, the Lord opened her heart to pay attention to what was said by Paul. We don't know exactly what Paul said, but we can be confident that it included the good news about Jesus Christ, both that he died on the cross to pay for our sins and that he rose from the dead on the third day. Lydia heard, and her heart was opened. This fits right in with what Deacon Chris said to us last Sunday about conversion. Conversion is the work of the Holy Spirit. But that wasn't all. After that, Lydia and her household were all baptized. These were surely signs of Easter. Paul in Romans chapter 6 tells us that in baptism, we are united with Christ, both in his death and in his resurrection. We have been set free from the eternal penalty for our sins. Lydia received faith in Christ through hearing the word of God. Salvation was hers. Now, you may be surprised to hear that Reverend Kurt Zeman, I bet a couple of you know him, senior pastor at Zion Lutheran Church in Painesville, is probably speaking on the same topic this morning. Now, how could I possibly know that? Well, he wrote a similar message months ago and submitted it to Concordia Pulpit Resources, one of my three main resources for ideas on sermons, so that other ministers might use it as a resource on this day. And I did use part of it, of what he had to say, and part of it, what I wanted to add to say in my message today. But I would like to directly quote Pastor Kurt on this part. Quote, God calls. God opens hearts. God creates faith. And God empowers for service. These are the signs of Easter and the work of the Holy Spirit. All we are asked to do in the conversion of someone to Christianity is to share the word. God does the rest. Lydia was a miracle of God's power and love, and proof that the effects of Easter linger on. But let's not stop with her. You too are meant to be a sign of Easter. You are to be a sign that Easter goes on living and that God's Word opens hearts and causes them to change. Yes, Easter goes on, living in believers' hearts and living in believers' voices. Now, with this many people here, I would bet there may be some out there, I don't know who, that don't feel like you're much of a sign. Maybe the effects of Easter seem to have been missing for some time. This may be directly or indirectly the influence of the devil himself. He wants to rob us of our victory and lead us to despair over things that are wrong in our life and things that are wrong in the world. His goal is to turn our eyes away from the empty tomb and its meaning and turn our eyes inward on ourselves and our worldly desires. But thanks be to God, we have God on our side. He is patient and merciful. He has called us to be his people. And he brings our life back in focus and in alignment with his will through such things as the confession and absolution. He gives us spiritual strength and guidance through his powerful word. And the Holy Spirit works through this word to bring faith and also to renew faith. Hearts are made whole again, and we go forth from here renewed. Faith produces fruit. Our hands find ways to serve the Lord. We throw our arms around others to provide comfort and support. And our legs take us where we need to be. We share the transforming news of Christ crucified and Christ risen. The victory of the empty grave goes on and on. And on. Amen.